So what's a good way to start the weekend? We go into the weekend by talking soccer. Not only talking soccer, but by talking to the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. He was introduced as the new head coach on Tuesday. 44 caps with the men's national team, including two World Cups. First U.S. men's national team head coach to have played for the U.S. in a World Cup. 18-year professional career. Captain of two European clubs. MSL Supporters Shield and MSL Cup winner. We are joined right now by the head coach of the U.S. men's national team, Greg Berhalter. Greg, it is so good to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jim?
Good.
Nice to hear from you.
Good. Great to talk to you, Greg. Now, this is something that's been rumored for quite some time and then was finally made official on Tuesday. So first off, what have the last few days been like for you, and how does it feel to be the U.S. men's national team head coach?
Well, you know, the best way I can describe it is it's a tremendous honor. Having played for the country, I understand the importance of the team and understand where it fits in global soccer. But it also is a big responsibility, and I'm excited to get to work, excited to work with this group of players and see what we can achieve together.
Greg, I got to be honest, it's actually a little bit surreal to me because it feels like it was not that long ago that you were in Southern California and we were in the stands together watching our kids play Little League Baseball. But then at the same time, everybody knows how smart, focused, and hardworking you are. So let me ask you, does it feel at all surreal to you, or does this feel completely normal, like this was the plan all along?
I think when you make the transition from a player to a coach, you want to do your best, and you don't know exactly what's going to come. You know, my focus is on the daily, is on doing the best I can each and every day, and then things like this happen. You know, it is a great feeling, and again, a tremendous honor.
Greg Berhalter is my guest. I wonder about the process. Like, for instance, the job had been open for more than a year, and at least from the outside, it feels like you had done a really good job of shutting out the rumors and doing exactly what you just said, focusing on the daily. But when your name first started to be mentioned as a candidate, what was that like for you?
You know, it was flattering. You know, that's when it starts to be set in and say, hey, I may be a potential candidate for this job. You know, obviously a mentor of mine was the former coach, Bruce Arena. And, you know, to fill a role that he occupied is also an honor. But it was keeping the group focused, keeping my team focused. And, you know, we wanted to achieve a lot this season with Columbus. And it was, again, just focusing the group on what we can do today.
Greg Berhalter is my guest. All right, so you're from New Jersey, and as some people know, you're also the godson of Carl Yastrzemski. So you're still really young, but the soccer landscape in America has changed a lot since you were starting out at Union County Sport Club and then dominating at St. Benedict's in Newark. For example, MLS had not even started yet. So when you were playing in high school, what kind of a vision did you have for yourself as a career and as a player?
You know, I think it was one of those things where you just do it. You don't even think about it. I said I was really determined to be a professional, even though that route was seldom taken by American players. I wanted to go to Europe, and I just worked every day to get there. You know, it was something where you don't quite know what you're doing when you're doing it, and then somehow it works out.
Listen, going to Europe is one thing, but going when you went is another. For instance, you went to North Carolina, and then you left early to go play in Europe. That's a really big leap, a big step into the unknown. What was it like to make that decision, and why did you feel like that was the right one for you in the right time?
You know, I think it was all about, I'm a firm believer in, you know, a player needs to be continually challenged by games. And I felt at the time that college soccer wasn't challenging me anymore. And I had to take a new challenge. You know, thankfully, my college coach, Elmar Bolowicz, was very supportive of the move and urged me to go. And it was a case where I went to Holland, and all of a sudden the level was better, and I had to grow as a player, and I had to improve.
Greg Berhalter is my guest. So what about that experience? Specifically, going to play in the Netherlands, how different was that from what you had experienced prior to that? And then what was that like?
So it was amazing. What I'll say is that it was a very good time for Dutch soccer, and Dutch people are very thorough. They're very intelligent about speaking about the game. I felt like I was at college all over again in terms of soccer college. It was, you know, continued discussions about how the game should be played, and playing with the caliber of players there was really a great starting point for my career.
So, Greg, legend has it that you kept detailed notes from training sessions, even going back to your time in Holland. Knowing that, when did you first start thinking about coaching?
You know, I think it was something where I did start early on, just thinking about my how to form my ideas of how the game should be played and how I see a team playing. I don't think that necessarily meant I knew I was going to be a coach, but I wanted to get my ideas down. I wanted to take information in. I thought that was important for me to continue to learn the game of soccer.
Yeah, this is something you can relate to. When you were back in Southern California, sometimes you and I would watch these games, and we would just talk sports. We would just talk about other games, other matchups. And when I do this show, even to this day, Greg, the one thing that keeps coming up over and over again is culture. Every coach in every sport talks about culture and identity. And in some ways, I would imagine for what you're doing right now, it's got to be trickier with the national team because you've got guys, but you won't have them week in and week out. And there's going to be gaps when they go back to their club teams. So how do you go about identifying or developing a culture and an identity?
No, that's exactly right, Jim. That is a challenge of the national team. You don't have the players every day. I think, you know, one thing I've learned about creating a culture is consistency of the messaging. You know, the staff really needs to embody the culture. It really needs to start within the staff. And then you need to be consistent with the messages. The players need to continue to be reinforced with the proper behavior and what you want to embody as a group. So that is something I've thought about, and you know, it's also conversations with the guys outside of camp. It's as many contact points as you can get throughout the year.
All right, so when people think of the men's national team under Greg Berhalter, what do you want them to think of first? How is this team going to play?
So the first thing I want a team that's going to compete. You know, you have enough experience with high-level sports that you know competing is you know, three-quarters of the battle. But then I want us to be prepared. I want us to have a distinct playing style that is identifiable when you turn on the TV. And I want us to be an attacking team and an attractive team to watch. You know, I believe in the talent of these guys. And I think, you know, America wants nothing more to be proud of their team and see a team that can hurt other teams and play good soccer.
We're talking to Greg Berhalter for a few more moments. All right, what about America? What about the sport and where things stand right now? One of the things that you did as part of the interview process was talk about where U.S. soccer stands in the world right now. Where do you see the U.S. standing? And then how do you go about addressing and improving that?
So, you know, we took a step back, a little step back by not qualifying, but that doesn't mean, you know, we can't get back to where we belong. I think there's a bright future in our youth. When I look at the team right now, it's a young team. When I look at the players coming up in the academy systems and the youth soccer leagues, you know, it's really improving. We have a diverse athlete group that's competing right now. And, you know, what I see is that we're going to be back to where we belong. You know, it is a good generation, and I think we can get there.
Greg Berhalter is my guest. You know, Greg, when you look at what you have here, left back is a spot that always gets talked about, especially as it relates to depth. So when you look at the challenges that come along with this job and this team, what do you focus on the most?
So, you know, that is a concern, that position. I think we have a couple veterans who can fill that role right now. We have a player or two coming through the youth ranks that are very young that can fill that role. But, you know, the way I see it is the strength of our team, Jim, is going to be in the collective. We're going to hopefully be able to accommodate for a weak link. But, you know, the idea is to develop everyone on the team and become a better team.
And then finally, in terms of development, it's got to happen pretty quickly because you've got a camp next month ahead of friendlies against Panama in late January, Costa Rica in early February. I know you know that. So what are you looking to accomplish in that first camp, which is expected to be mostly domestic players?
Yeah, so that will be a domestic group, and it will be, you know, setting the foundation for who we want to be as a team. So it will be team building, team cohesion, but also style of play. You know, that's going to be really important, getting the players up to speed with how we want to play. And we'll focus a lot on that, and then we'll get to test it in two games against Panama and Costa Rica.
He was introduced as the new head coach on Tuesday, the U.S. men's national team head coach, an 18-year pro, Greg Berhalter, my guest. Greg, congrats. Really good to get caught up. I don't know where the time goes, but really nice to have you on the show, and I'll be watching carefully. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim. Nice talking to you also.
You too. Greg Berhalter. All right, your thoughts on that? Talking a little soccer to start the Friday afternoon, Friday morning, wherever you are. That's the thing about this show, right? Sometimes it's morning, sometimes it's afternoon, sometimes it's on demand. Wherever the hell you are, just know this. We're talking a little bit of soccer.